Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Hey guys, Nick Delacanal here. Today, we are tackling one of our most frequently submitted questions. It's one that we've never really gotten around to answering, that is, until now. And in preparation, I've dug up this old map of Charlotte from the early 1900s, and I also picked up this hard copy of the Bible, as you can hear. And these two documents should come in handy today as we get around to considering why so many streets in Charlotte are named after someone named Sharon. So stick around, that's coming up.
It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin.
Who is Sharon? And why are there so many streets in Charlotte named after her? At least 14, as far as I can tell. Well, that's the question that countless listeners have asked us to investigate. People like listener Darcy Grimes.
I've seen her name on multiple street signs throughout the city of Charlotte, and I've always wondered if she had some sort of familial connection to someone important to our city.
We asked listeners to send us some of their Sharon theories, like maybe she was an early settler or a socialite. Or Charlotte native Brooke Simmons thought, maybe.
Sharon is the name of a very influential family who either donated a significant portion of money to help establish the city in some way.
We also heard that maybe Sharon was a town in Germany, like Mecklenburg, or even...
maybe Sharon was Hugh McCall's pediatrician when he was a baby.
That from listener Bill Diskin. Hugh McCall, of course, the former president of Bank of America. These are all great guesses, but to get the real story, we called in an old friend of the podcast, Charlotte historian Tom Hanchett.
Those are wonderful theories.
He says he actually loves hearing these different Sharon theories.
I've also heard that Sharon must have been Queen Charlotte's sister, which is a great answer, but it's a wrong answer. And then this is public radio, so I'm not sure if I can say this, but I keep hearing versions of the supposition that Sharon must have been a girlfriend of a number of developers down that way. That's not true.
He says the real Sharon origin story has less to do with a personality and more to do with religion and Charlotte's early development. And the real story begins well over a century ago, back when most of Charlotte was contained to the area near Uptown and the area that we now call South Charlotte, you know, where most of the Sharon roads are today, was mostly farmland. This is where Tom and I open up that old map of Charlotte circa 1905. I'm just going to open this up. It's really big. This is one of the first maps of Charlotte produced by the U.S. Geological Survey, and it shows some of our earliest and oldest streets. And among those early avenues are a Sharon Road and Sharon Amity. And if you follow them on the map with your fingers as they wind south and intersect in the shape of a V, you'll see they end up at a noted landmark.
There's Sharon Church, out in the middle of, pretty much centrally located in the middle of nowhere.
Both roads end up at the historic Sharon Presbyterian Church, established 1831. And this is the first part of our answer. Sharon Road is not named after a person at all, Hanchett says, but...
Sharon Presbyterian Church.
That's because back then, it was common for Charlotte to name its roads after the churches they led to.
There weren't much in the way of landmarks around here. Natural landmarks aren't any really big hills or deep valleys or lakes or riverfronts or whatever. And so when somebody planted a church, that became a magnet for farm folk to move back and forth. And so the road coming out from Charlotte to the Sharon Presbyterian Church got called Sharon Road.
This actually helps explain a lot of Charlotte's roads, like Providence Road,
which is named for Providence Presbyterian Church.
And Carmel Road, named for Carmel Presbyterian. And Sugar Creek Road, tied to Sugar Creek Presbyterian. And then there's Amity Presbyterian in South Charlotte.
And the road from the Sharon Presbyterian Church to the Amity Presbyterian Church was called?
Sharon Amity.
Good.
A lot of Charlotte's earliest settlers were Presbyterians, if you weren't already catching on. And they created a lot of churches that a lot of roads are named after. But hang on, we aren't done here yet. Because even if we can say Sharon Road is named for Sharon Presbyterian, who then is Sharon Presbyterian named for? Well, hang on, we'll crack open the Bible to find that answer. That's coming up after a quick break. Hey, FAQ City fans. Did you know that you can use your smart speaker as a radio or to hear your favorite podcast? That's right. You can tune in by asking your smart speaker to play WFAE or tell it to play your favorite podcast by saying, play the FAQ City podcast. And stick around. We're coming right back.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
Hey, we're back and looking at who Sharon is and why there are so many roads in Charlotte named after her. And before the break, we learned that those first Sharon streets, that is, Sharon Road and Sharon Amity, were named after the church they led to, Sharon Presbyterian. So, who is Sharon Presbyterian named after? Well, Hanchett says that's kind of the wrong question. Because Sharon isn't so much a person,
but a place in Israel, a place in the Holy Land.
And this is where we open up the Old Testament.
If you look in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, it talks about, probably they pronounce it Sharon. That's probably the actual pronunciation there. But they talk about it being this beautiful place in the shadow of Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel, by the way, is what Carmel Presbyterian gets its name from. Anyway.
Isaiah 35:2. This is the King James Version, and it's talking about, basically, people go there, and if they're believers, they're rewarded with abundance. Shall blossom abundantly. Rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellence of our God. So it's a place where believers will find what they're looking for.
Another verse in Isaiah, it's chapter 65, verse 10, describes Sharon as being a rich pasture and a place for flocks for true believers. And so it follows that Charlotte's earliest Presbyterians would bestow that hopeful name on their church, which was built among actual pastures and farmland. So how did the name spread from the church to all across South Charlotte? Well, as time went on, Hanchett says, the name seemed to prove prophetic.
That area really was an area of good farmland and good soil, I guess, and had wealthy enough farmers so that the county built them a brick schoolhouse. It was one of the few rural brick schoolhouses.
The Sharon School, as it was named, welcomed its first students in 1912 and began to attract wealthier middle-class families to the area. In time, the small community became established as the Sharon Township.
We've lost that because we've become this big urban place, but if you're from New England, you know that smaller than a county, bigger than a settled spot in the road, is a township.
Another early engine for the area's growth came when former North Carolina Governor William Morrison moved in and built an estate called Moorcroft. His presence gave the area a certain prestige.
Gave it a cachet.
And it attracted more of Charlotte's well-to-do, who built country homes nearby. By the mid-century, that area of South Charlotte had a reputation for being a comfortable place to live. And while the green pastures were paved over for new developments, the Sharon name stuck around, and it became a sort of Charlotte brand. That's because developers knew people thought of Sharon as a desirable place to live.
And so they would put Sharon in the name of the subdivision, they would put Sharon in the name of the main road into the subdivision.
And that's how we ended up with a Sharon Woods and a Sharon Forest neighborhood and a Sharon Corners shopping center. And even for a brief time, a Sharon View Country Club. Today, by my count, there are at least 14 roads in South Charlotte named after Sharon. There's also, of course, the two neighborhoods, the shopping center, the Sharon Towers apartments, Sharon Elementary, which evolved from the Sharon School, though the original building no longer stands. It's no wonder Charlottians are curious about this omnipresent Sharon. Hanchett says, as a historian, he gets this question all the time. And I asked him if he ever gets tired of telling the story.
I get asked the Sharon question probably once a week, and that's I've been doing it for about 30 years now. And I just love people coming up with their own ideas. I love the way that it ties commerce and religion and the long history of suburban development all into one package, and it all goes back to those folks who wanted a good place to settle back in colonial days.
So once again, to recap, Sharon is not a person at all, but a place in the Bible that her earliest settlers named a Presbyterian church for. And even though the green pastures of old South Charlotte are long gone, we can still keep our history alive by telling, and then retelling, and retelling the real story of why we have so many Sharons. Well, that's all the time we have this week. Thanks again to Tom Hanchett, fearless Charlotte historian, for sharing his knowledge. Wait, was that a pun? And thanks also to all the listeners who wrote in with this question. And if you want to check out some of our past questions and answers, say why we call downtown Charlotte Uptown, or how Charlotte's neighborhoods got their names, both questions that Hanchett has helped us answer in the past, you can check out our archives at wfae.org/FAQCity, or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or anywhere else you get podcasts. And do you have a question about maybe another road in Charlotte? Send it our way at wfae.org/FAQCity. And while you're at it, share an aside, tell us what you might name a Charlotte road after. Again, that's at wfae.org/FAQCity. And until next time, I'm Nick Della Canale.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.